This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And yes, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Pioneers are made alone, friends, and so are disciples. Study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We are to know the doctrine. And that's exactly when asked. They asked Jesus, they said, so what is it that we're supposed to do to become one of your disciples? He said that he turned and looked at him and said, to know the doctrine and believe on him who has sent me. That, folks, it's not hard. It's really not. It's not hard to follow who you love, right? And when you see what he did for you on Calvary for the sins of mankind and the propitiation of the sins of the world, it's not hard to follow someone like that. And he's the captain of my salvation. He is my big brother. He is the one that's made the way through the sprinkling of the blood in the Holy of Holies that I might commune with my Heavenly Father. Because we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, right? Because we all know, Christians, 78% of you, that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, right? And that's why we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And God's children that are born of the Spirit don't ask the devil for permission to obey their Heavenly Father, right? Because we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And why is that? Because we understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And what is it that overcomes the world, friends? Even our faith. Who's the author and the finisher of our faith? His name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Amen. If I was in a black church, you know what they would be saying right now. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Friends, last week I was talking, we were on part two last week, I believe, and we were talking about the message that we give across the country. And if it's not high schools, it's colleges. If it's not colleges, we do churches, we do tea parties, we do televisions. Matter of fact, they're actually broadcasting My War. If you'd like to check that out, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the store and go to My War. That's being broadcast across the United States of America on primetime television on Tuesdays, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time through Dove Television. As well, friends, we're on the radio in 53 countries 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard. And on Saturdays, we are on from 2 to 4. So in saying that, friends, this is the message that we've been given across the country. And last week, we ended with, we were talking about how when we go into public schools, we see these posters with dead kids on them, you know, with a toe wrap on so we can identify someone's dead kid, right? And then we see these posters where it says, this year, 7,514 kids will not be drinking and driving. And then I went over to another high school called Burnsville, Minnesota, Burnsville High School. There was 3,500 kids there. They had posters plastered everywhere. On these particular posters, it said, if you can't party responsibly, then don't party at all. And see, the problem with that, friends, is it's illegal to drink and drive before you're 21 years old. So why is it the adults are actually teaching the kids as how to commit the crime? It's illegal for them to drink and drive. It's illegal for them to drink. Let's take it a step back. But why the power of suggestion, friends? And this is where we ended last week, and I'm going to take it one more step. Because it's interesting to note that according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, 2,998 people were slaughtered on the streets in America in 2007 alone. And why is that? Because soft judges produce hardened criminals. There's a man in California who was busted 18 times for drinking and driving. His sentence given by the judge, if you want to call him that, was to move closer to the liquor store. Now, again, if you think that's funny for some sick reason, and you're a reprobate, you do need to understand it just may be you one day. But also, while you're laughing, you have to do your best to overlook the 12,998 people that were slaughtered on the street because those people didn't understand. No. But in direct contrast, if you were to drink and drive in a foreign country, in many foreign countries, the very first time, if you don't understand, know the very first time, and you commit the crime of drinking and driving, they will put you in front of a firing squad. Some may say, well, that's really harsh. Wait a second. Keep in mind, America, you live in a backwards nation. Where in America, you're taught to show more compassion for the criminal than you are for the victim. In those countries that enforce the laws to the strictest jot and tittle, guess what? They don't have to worry about endangering other people's lives. See, there's the fear of government there, right? Just like Christians in America are supposed to self-govern because we walk in the fear of the Lord where men depart from lawlessness, right? If we truly fear God, guess what? We're going to perfect holiness in the fear of God. Read 2 Corinthians. So we're going to pick that up next week there. So hopefully we'll be on part 4, I believe, because right now we're on part 3. And I was talking about this last week, and I just got stuck on it. And I knew when I get stuck in a particular situation, it's like, okay, Lord, you want me to expound on this? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we'll do it. And I started to highlight the fact that what happens when kids are up in the trees of disobedience, the older generation comes along and throws grass at them and hopes that they'll come down from the tree. Well, that just causes the younger generation to laugh. But what happens when you pick up rocks? Well, when you pick up rocks, friends, all of a sudden, them young people that want to disobey, all of a sudden they understand real quick, and they'll jump out of that tree real quick as they implore your forgiveness because they see that you really love them and you're not willing to go ahead and play with their soul or their salvation. In other words, you show them enough love not to tolerate their crime. That is real love. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. That's what the Lord said. But I was sharing with you last week, friends, how what I'm seeing across this country is the young people are being put on antidepressants instead of disciplining them because, of course, the state, who's convinced the people in this country that they are God, which in fact they are not, they come along and tell you how you are to raise your kids. And they want you to ignore the Lord, and they want you to listen to their commands. Either you're going to be ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There again you have it, friends. And they say, you can't chastise your kid. To he who withholds the rod hates his son. No, you don't listen to that anymore. You listen to us, and what we'll do is we'll create a sickness, and then we'll have you put your kids on our command, saith the state, on dangerous psychotropic drugs, so our bureaucracies can make millions of dollars off of your ignorance. That's exactly what's happening in this country. Matter of fact, I didn't say it, but this is what I see all over the country. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before he went to hell at the age of 87 in 2009. We're going to pick it up, folks. We're going to go full bore. I got my plow in hand and I ain't looking back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933. If you would like to weigh in, if you have a testimonial, we would love to hear your testimonial. Stick to topic, 1-866-582-9933. The fictitious disease, here we have none other than Leon Eisenberg. I don't even know that he blurted out the truth in his confusion, friends. I believe that he meant to tell the world what was weighing on him and his conscience. Conscience means with knowledge, and God has given every man a conscience. He let it go right on his deathbed, friends. 87 years old. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. The billions and billions of dollars they have made off this fictitious disease. Now, while some have described Dr. Eisenberg's statement as an exaggeration, it's funny how people attempt to justify themselves. Here's the creator, friends, the developer of this fictitious disease, denouncing it, calling it a prime example of a fictitious disease. But those that put their kids on it, they want to justify it somehow. They want to make Dr. Eisenberg's statement as an exaggeration. Why don't you ask the kid that's on it? Why don't you look at the side effects? Why don't you look at the back of the black box? They're telling you the dangers of the drugs. Now, many doctors are coming to the belated conclusion that ADHD is often overdiagnosed by the use of fuzzy diagnostic practices. Harvard psychologist Jerome Kagan, who is one of the world's leading experts in child development, friends, the greatest child developer, he's our creator. We can find out all of what we need to know in the book of Proverbs and through the reading of the pages of that blood-bought covenant called the Old Testament and the New Testament, which are one and the same, Christ fulfilled. Let's go back 50 years. We have a 7-year-old child who is bored in school and disrupts class. Back then, he was called lazy. Today, he is said to suffer from the ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Every child who's not well in school is sent to see a pediatrician, and the pediatrician says, it's ADHD. Here's Ritalin. And keep in mind, they get kickbacks for that, friends. In fact, 90% of these 5.4 million kids don't have an abnormal dopamine metabolism. The problem is, if a drug is available to doctors, they'll make the corresponding diagnosis. Of course. And folks, they should be held for the consequence of violating their oath and endangering the young people that they need to put these drugs on. Eisenberg made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to the pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, he received the Ruane Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Research. He's been a leader in child psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work in pharmacological trials, research, teaching, and social policy, and for his theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. Yes, it was even admitted that they are his theories, saith Mr. Leon Eisenberg. Mr. Leon Eisenberg calls it theory. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect your children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Matter of fact, if you go to Wisconsin, if you ever seen the documentary Supersize Me, they found that all these troubled kids, many of them were on antidepressants. What they did is they took all the pop machines and all of the sugary foods out of their lunch, out of their lunches during the day, and they found out within 1 week they had a completely different school, friends. It's what was in the food, friends. But again, here we have it. Parents are placing their children on these drugs, subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for their parents in hopes of being the blessing that God has intended them to be. In the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10 years old takes medication for ADHD on a daily basis, with increasing tendencies, friends, not decreasing. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study, financial ties, here we have it, between DSM-4 panel members in the pharmaceutical industry. They found that of the 170 DSM panel members, 25 of the 50, that's 56%, 95 of them had one or more financial associations with companies in the pharmaceutical industry. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. What kind of a diagnosis do you suppose they're going to drop on your kid, friends? And they're reaping major benefits from this fictitious disease. For example, the assistant director of the pediatric, oh my gosh, friends, some of these words are just so far out there. I mean, you got to ask yourself, what kind of drugs are these people on to create words that they create? But a pediatric unit at Massachusetts General Hospital, an associate professor at psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School, received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. That we know of, friends. That we know of. I shared with you last week, Mark Andre Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of the pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. That's almost twice as much money to push their drugs on people than the amount to research to make sure that the drugs are safe. See what happens when you depart from God, friends? See, when you depart from His commandments and from His plan, what becomes of men? These people, again, are willing to sell their souls. And they know all the well that it's a fictitious disease. They care about you so much and yours that 24% of the sales dollars on promotion versus the 13.4% for research and development in 2004, does that show you what's in their hearts, friends? Does it show you what's more important to them? Hey, friends, we've heard that the that money is the root of all evil. No, wait a second. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. Men and women misquote that constantly. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. And you can see where their love lies, friends, and it's not on the well-being of the young people in this country. Matter of fact, again, I'm not saying this. I'm just going right along with Mr. Leon Eisenberg when he said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. He said it. That's all you have to do is look at the black boxes. And when you look at the black box, what do you find? Well, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations. I mean, folks, it's almost laughable. If it wasn't, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. That's the fruit of and the effects of these drugs that they want to put on your kids. And by the way, I'm going to get to this in a moment too. They're setting your kids up for the fall in public schools. Some of the stupidest questions asked to students, and when they're asked, because they answered not the way that the pharmaceutical companies wanted them to answer, or rather, the way that they did want them to answer, one with a little common sense wouldn't answer the way that the pharmaceutical companies would want you to answer, but it's interesting to know, friends, that they're setting the kids up for the fall. I'm not done with this. This is on the black box warnings concerning these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Hey, have you ever been in a, like, let's say a lobby at a hotel? Because I don't watch TV. I don't feel that there's anything there. You know, David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will put no wicked thing before mine eyes. And the Lord said to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. Right? And we're consecrated unto holiness. Be holy as I'm holy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I want to see God more than I care about what's on that filthy television. But isn't it interesting that you can't not help it sometimes when you're listening to these pharmaceutical commercials? For 45 seconds out of a minute commercial, what are you hearing? You're hearing the dangerous side effects of the drug. But what are you visualizing? You're visualizing people on the screen with a happy look on their face, a happy lifestyle. Everything's going grand and good. But what you're listening to are the side effects, the dangerous side effects to one's health for 45 seconds. Matter of fact, I've even seen commercials go on for about 55 seconds. But the whole time, they got a big smile on the actor's face is trying to sell you these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to finish this off concerning this one particular point. And then I'm also going to show you the links between high-profile murderers and antidepressants. As a matter of fact, I'll bring you right to their front door. Be right back.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Here, this is what I'm going to do. We know that there is like a massive amount of people listening to this broadcast right now. I know that I'm dumping a lot of information on you. I would love to hear a testimonial from you. I really would. We received phone calls last week concerning this topic. I want to say this. If you're afraid to jump on the air with us and you want to just rant for a moment, you can do that. I'll give you 2 minutes to do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747. You can leave a message. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to call in live, I would love to hear your testimonial. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get back to this. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners back in 1998, stated ADHD is fraud intended, justifying starting children on a life of drug addiction. By the way, for those that did not know, the Bushes are the ones that are responsible for tearing down the walls between the American people and the pharmaceutical companies. They were working on this for a long time. And when we're talking about these certain type of drugs here, friends, you do need to keep in mind that they were illegal drugs, street drugs in the 50s, that they've legalized on your children. The USA Today recently reported that the number of Americans, USA Today is a propagandist outlet, friends. You do need to understand that. The USA Today recently reported that the number of Americans taking antidepressants, which it actually creates depression, friends, is soaring. And this could possibly be in direct connection to the controversial teen screen survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools. Yes, you heard me. As young as 9 years old. Teen screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of children over the past decade. And it is of note that this mental screening process usurps parental rights over the care of their own children. That is by design. Just ask the United Nations. It's part of their plan, friends. See, as I said earlier, there used to be a day in America when parents loved their children enough to chastise them because they taught them to know the difference between right and wrong, which is love. They understood that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 22, verse 15. But today, the pharmaceutical companies and their minions in government are at work to try to convince you that spanking your child is abuse rather than love. And their resolve is to label your child mentally ill, ADHD or ADD. And put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs called antidepressants. Again, friends, read the antidepressant black box warning for yourselves and read the side effects on the inserts of the antidepressant boxes. Some of the side effects, again, include confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions. This is just sick. Suicidal ideation. 5,000 out of every 500,000 students across the country commit suicide every year, friends. I want you to remember something as a word of encouragement. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Life is hard. It's uphill. Look to Christ. Suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. Oh, no wonder why these kids are walking into public schools and shooting up their friends. What is it? What's motivating them? What is gas on the fire? Now, despite, and I'm going to get to that in a moment, friends. Despite these horrific side effects, the number of antidepressants being prescribed to children has doubled in the last 9 years. And more public schools have brought in, again, Teen Screen, as promised. Here we go, friends. A manipulative survey for children that sets them up for an antidepressant prescription. For example, one of the questions asked is, has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or smart as other people? I've never felt that before. Bradley, well, you're probably the only person on this planet that never has. Exactly. Exactly. They know that you're going to say no to the question. Another question is, in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? I feel that all the time. You know what? D.L. Moody, the great preacher, Chicago preacher, said, when you're tired, pray yourself alive. Exactly right. Stir yourself up. Hey, folks, who hasn't felt this way in their life at some time or another? We all have. But these are the questions that they're laying to the kids and already, folks, already aware of the answer that they're going to give them. They're setting them up for the fall. Nearly 20% of students who take the survey are labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription for, guess what, friends, antidepressants. As I said earlier, don't forget about the kickbacks that they get. They're selling this process as suicide prevention. However, the U.S. Preventative Services Tax Force found no evidence that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. Folks, it's one of the side effects, suicidal ideation of the drug. Not the kid without the drug, the kid with the drug. They're adding fuel to the fire. In the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking hundreds of millions of dollars a day while our children are used as political and medical guinea pigs. That's exactly what's going on, friends. I've actually got a video out on this if you'd like to check it out. School shooters and antidepressants. This is going to blow some of your minds. Go to the Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Go to the Sons of Liberty on YouTube. The Sons of Liberty on YouTube. And type in Bradley Dean along with it. Go to school shooters and antidepressants. What's the link? Oh, well, some will say, Bradley, that's just what you've heard. No. Hang on a second. I've done some of these schools. I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. School shooters and antidepressants. What's the link? Has anybody ever taken the time to note that a lot of the road rage and school shootings and other high-profile criminals, that commit crimes, anybody ever take the time to pull the curtain back and ask why did he do it? Or ask what sort of drugs was he prescribed? Bradley, what are you getting to? Well, I'm getting to this. Kip Kinkle, age 14, killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was prescribed Prozac. I remember I had a little back pain back in the 90s, friends, and I went in for an MRI, and the guy looked at me, the doctor, if you want to call him that, said, hey, why don't you try some of these? They were Prozac. Jeff Weiss did this high school in Red Lake, Minnesota. By the way, when we did this high school, we actually, before we got to the, you know, inside of the school grounds, we noticed that there was a fence all the way around the school. Once we got into the school, we noticed that there was an armed guard in a public school, friends. Hey, older generation, did you have that problem? No. Why not? Walked into the school. They had metal detectors before you could walk into the school. Again, along with armed guards. Did the high school. It was incredible. It was like a prison system, friends. There's a prison system. They have video cameras everywhere. And I'll tell you why they did this. Because Jeff, who was on Prozac, he was age 17. He, again, was from Red Lake, Minnesota. He killed nine people and then himself in the school. Two of the people that he killed was one, his grandpa, who was the sheriff of that particular county, along with his grandmother. He was on Prozac. Well, Bradley, come on. We can't blame the psychotrope. Hey, friends, you know what? And I'll hear this. Bradley, come on. This does help some people. Really? Who? I'm curious. Who is it helping? Outside of the fact that you're trying to justify what you're doing right now because you don't want to take the time to actually love on your kid rather than put him on dangerous psychotropic drugs and throw him into a public indoctrination center. Come on, let's call it for what it is. You don't want to take responsibility. Is what it comes down to. Oh, I've seen it 100 times, friends. You know, a little branch off of that little bunny trail there. I had one school in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, where a teacher came up to me, and she was having a hard time holding the kids down and controlling the crowd. And she started to complain about them, and I looked at her, and I said, ma'am, who raised those kids up? Wisdom is justified by her children. Hey, lady, who raised those kids up that you're complaining about? You know, it's interesting, you subjected your kids to the pharmaceutical companies and their crimes towards your children, but your parents didn't do that to you. You must be pretty busy, huh? I'm sick and tired of suicides. I'm sick and tired of kids being thrown on under some form of counseling and then some sort of dangerous antidepressant or drug or a psychotropic drug. Well, the parents are actually acting as if they love their kid when, in fact, they don't love their kid at all. Because if they did, they would have did their homework or even turned the box around to understand what this actually does to their kid. Went into Stillwater Prison in Minnesota here. Bradley Voorhees, check this one out, went in and visited him. He shot his wife 21 times. She was working behind a counter in a store up in Duluth, Minnesota. He shot her 21 times with a rifle. When I was visiting him in Stillwater, Minnesota, where he now spends the rest of his life in prison, he said to me, Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. He said he just got his Prozac prescription doubled. I'm not blaming the doctor. I'm not even blaming the pharmaceutical companies. I'm blaming the people that are paying the pharmaceutical companies to take the drugs that they know are dangerous in the first place. It again comes to this. It's time to take responsibility. If God has blessed you with children, then train them up in the ways that they should go, not in the ways that they shouldn't go. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment, that 2 hours flew by. You know, I want to say this for those that try to justify this once again, that if you call it love to put your kids on dangerous antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs, I'd hate to see what you would do if you hated somebody. There's no way. There's no in-between. There's no gray area. There is no in-betweenites concerning this issue, friends. We didn't have them how many years ago? We don't need them. And furthermore, those that are actually prescribing and perpetuating these crimes towards little kids should be held for the consequences. Shiloh Law said, if you have suffered side effects from prescription drugs or become addicted to legitimately prescribed narcotics, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Thank you for this very clear documented video. One after another, we drug our children. Should be a crime, not a prescription. Thank you. Thanks for this. If doctors are getting paid by companies for prescribing their medicine to their patients and companies cannot be trusted with ensuring that the medication is in fact safe for them or well-being of the human, that's a clear indicator that the system we're living in is not best for us and the things need to change. Kim Amaret, thank you for your response. We appreciate it very much. There's others, but I don't have time. I did not know that we were on our last segment here. Now, I want you to understand that I'm highlighting this because I know for some it may be backwards to them to say that I do this because I really have a heart for this generation. I have a heart for my country. I love people. And I'll tell you what, I've seen the side effects of this stuff so many times that it sickens me to the core, and I can feel it when I'm saying it to you. If you're in a situation right now where you need to get off these drugs, you need to take it incrementally. Go to Ann Blake Tracy. She's an expert in this area. She's one that actually testified in court concerning those that did the shooting in Columbine. I'm going to get to that in a moment. And by the way, for those that did not know, after Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold shot up that school in Columbine, Colorado, back in the end of the 90s there, did you know that the judge actually concealed the records concerning the pharmaceutical companies? Again, to further prove my point, that they're protecting themselves. As a matter of fact, I'll go over there right now. Eric Harrison, who was age 18 from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at Heritage High School. In Conyers, Georgia, he was on Ritalin. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at close range. Listen to this. And then set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Many people believe that it pulls down spiritual protections concerning the human being and opens people up to demonic influence. Listen to the crimes, friends. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded 2 teachers and 3 students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Folks, almost every time I see a high-profile crime being committed, literally, the first thing I'll say is, what kind of a drug was he on? And every time, without fail, I have been not proven wrong yet, friends. Every single time, without fail, every incident, the individual's on dangerous antidepressants. Corey Basgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot a fellow student in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding 1. She was on Prozac. What about Virginia Tech? Cho Sung Hu, he went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people. He was on Prozac. I mean, America, let's be honest about this. What is it going to take? You know, I was thinking about this during the break. I mean, look at the hell these young people bring to the world. And isn't it interesting? The Lord said that when you forget about him, he'll turn that nation into hell. And isn't that exactly what the parents have done in so many different ways in this country concerning their kids? They've forgotten their kids. They've left off their God to do their duty before him concerning the blessing in which he has bestowed upon them, called the fruit of their womb, their children. And they've given it over to those that mean to do nothing but make gain of them.
That's right. And so if you look and see what things are going on around us, we can see that we have a job to do, and it's something that we cannot do apart from each other. We don't want to just be out there saying, some people say to us, we're so glad you guys are doing what you're doing. Well, we're happy we're doing what we're doing too as well, but we need everyone to join together with us to fight in this good fight of faith together to reach this generation, to bring forth the truth, and to bring forth the gospel. So for those of you who are listening to the Sons of Liberty and you say, this is my favorite show, I love listening to Bradley Dean, I love the content that constantly is pouring out of him. It motivates me. It convicts me. It makes me want to do my duty. Well, then be a part of it. And one way you can be a part of it is by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support us on a consistent basis. You can imagine many people like to sporadically give throughout the year, but people who are sons and daughters of liberty are those who have taken it upon themselves and say, you know what, I can give a certain amount every single month and consistently help to sustain this work throughout the masses. We are out there reaching the people on a consistent basis. In fact, we're going to be on the East Coast next week doing more events, so on and so forth. But we need your support, and we cannot do it without you. So please, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. I also want to point out, too, as well, and I also go through these three different things. We have our store available, which has wonderful products for you to be able to give to others. If some people are harder to reach, some people, they'll listen to a complete stranger rather than they will their family members. I don't know why that is, but we've got comic books, DVDs, T-shirts, CDs, Constitution books. There's so many wonderful things on there that you can get in your hands to share with those around you, to share with complete strangers, to bring to your school, your university, your church, your college campus, and pass out wherever you go and whatever you do. Please do check out the store. You'll find wonderful products that you can use to be able to reach the masses with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store button and you'll find all of our wonderful products. Also, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, or you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As Bradley always says, we're about 3 months out, so we are traveling literally coast to coast bringing this message. If you want to reach out to your community, please do call us at 1-866-233-0747 and be a part of bringing this change, be a part of bringing the answers to your community and to all those around you.
Well, is that it?
That's it.
Wow, Steph, I just talked for an hour and 50 minutes.
Well, I think that's great. And what I'd like to do is be able to tell people how they can be a part of reaching the masses. Because some people, they say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person, or this, that, or the other thing. Listen, first of all, you can start by supporting
How does that work out for people that obey?
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's pretty interesting what God is willing to do to the man that has yielded to him. There is no limits, and we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. We understand, as Hudson Taylor, the great minister to China, and it's interesting to note what he had said. I got three things in front of me right now, friends. I'm sorry. But interestingly enough, the missionary Hudson Taylor said, there's three works of God. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. Then it's done. That is the process of faith. Let me say it again. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. Then it's done. And again, keep in mind, we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. He is the one that said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And a word of encouragement to all those that may doubt in any sense of the word, do keep in mind that it tells us at the book of John, the very end chapter, that if all the books were written concerning the miracles that Jesus performed, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. But keep in mind, it was Jesus the Christ that looked at his disciples and said, hey, listen, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. And no longer do I call you servants, but now I call you my friends. What will he not do for those that are yielded to him and for his purposes? That's the question you should be asking yourself, because if you want to be spent for the right reasons, you got to be spent for the Lord first and foremost. And then guess what comes into play? The second part of that is men and mankind. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto him. And keep in mind, friends, then added unto him. And what is it? First, God has our heart, and then he has our hands and our feet. And in the process of that, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And he does without fail answer the very things that we ask him for. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you on Monday, my friends. Again, friends, deeds, not words. Show the world your faith by your works. That's how they'll see the Christ. See ya!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.